Brady versus Manning this weekend. Who's your pick?
I like Tom Brady at home. And I think the reason I like Tom Brady at home is because I like New England's defense better than I do Indianapolis's defense. I would think that New England will be able to run the football, keep Peyton Manning off the field, and I think Tom Brady at home is virtually unbeatable, with the exception of the Denver Broncos, who seem to have their number. But it's a 34 defense they run in New England. It has confused Peyton Manning in the past, not last year, however, but I do believe Peyton's probably, 1-6 versus the New England Patriots, and I would suspect that the struggle will continue this weekend.
And, of course, Lawrence Maroney is a monster there. Incredible, yeah, to use him with Corey Dillon.
It is. He's a great guy. He brings a lot of energy. But more importantly, and here's the thing, last week on Monday night I was doing the game for Westwood Run Radio, Nick, as you know. As a matter of fact, I used your name back in week 3 when the New Orleans Saints were playing the Atlanta Falcons and Morton Anderson was kicking. I said, who's next, Nick Lowry, for crying out loud? But anyway.
Hey, let's make it 50, buddy. 50 years of age. That would be great.
You were showing Landetta. Landetta thinks he still should be punting too, by the way. But I will say this, that Lawrence Maroney is a nice change of pace. But Scott Pioli, the VP of personnel for the New England Patriots, I was giving him a whole lot of gruff before the game. So listen, number 12 is such a great player that I think you guys take him for granted. You got to give him some receivers, you know, that can be like, you know, Pro Bowlers and all this other stuff. I know he makes everybody better, and that's the true greatness of a great quarterback like a Peyton Manning and a Tom Brady. He said, Boomer, don't worry about it. Just calm down. We know what we're doing. And I said, yeah, I know you know what you're doing, but please get him a Pro Bowler next year, maybe in the draft or something. And then he comes out, and they don't even attempt to run it against Minnesota, and they move right down the field. And all of a sudden, Doug Gabriel, who was lost in Oakland, looks like he's the next coming of Jerry Rice, for crying out loud. And the reason that is because Tom Brady makes them all better. So, and I think the addition of Lawrence Maroney just enhances that whole, you know, that whole status of Tom Brady.
Yeah, and as Tony Kornheiser said on the show yesterday, Peyton Manning may have played a perfect game last week, but the bottom line is Tom Brady is one of the big ones, and until that changes, you got to give the edge to Brady.